So, where's he taking you? Leon asked, trying to sound as nonchalant as possible. I think we're just going to have some dinner, Ellie said. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
Leon answered robotically. Cool. Ellie ran her fingers through his thinning hair and kissed him playfully on the nose.
Baby, she asked, are you jealous?
No, Leon lied. Ellie laughed. He just wants to hear my perspective on the epidemic. I mean, I have a pretty unique perspective.
I know, Leon sputtered. It totally makes sense that he wants to talk to you. He looked down at his lap.
I just don't understand why it has to be at his house.
Because his house is the White House?
Leon tried to turn away, but she grabbed his chin and tilted his face towards hers. Sweetie, she said, if the president makes a pass at me, I'll just tell him the truth, that I have a wonderful boyfriend whom I love more than anything in the world.
Leon sighed. He knew that Ellie would never do anything to hurt him. They'd been through so much together in the past 3 years. Still, it was hard not to be paranoid when your girlfriend was the last woman on Earth.
He was about to kiss her when she cocked her head suddenly toward the window. Outside, the drone of an engine sounded as loud as a lion's roar.
Oh my God, she gasped. It's Air Force One.
She smoothed out her dress.
How do I look? She asked, twirling around in a circle.
You look beautiful, he mumbled. Ellie laughed and kissed him on the crown of his balding head. In heels, she was slightly taller than him.
Don't wait up, she said as she headed out the door.